Rebecca Marino, welcome back on the podcast Sur la Ligne. We're happy to have you again in a Billie Jean King Cup interview. First of all, let's start with a simple question. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm very excited to be here at the Billie Jean King Cup and to represent Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. How does it feel to represent Canada again once more in your career?
Oh, gosh, this is always just such a pleasure. Anytime I'm asked if I want to play for Canada, it's always a yes for me. It's just such a pleasure to be on a team. You know, we're such an individual sport. Just so to be with other players is really special, really different. And also just to represent my home country where I live is it's really just such an honor. So it's always so fun.
I guess it's a question that's coming back tournament after tournament since you came back. But I mean, looking back, how, I guess, proud are you to be able to still be one of the top Canadian players and represent Canada again?
It's pretty cool. I mean, if I try to separate myself and look from an external point of view, looking at, you know, the whole comeback and being back in the same position where I was essentially 10 years ago, it is really incredible. And then as well, this year, starting from, I think I was outside the top 350 ranking, and to be now within the top 150 is, that's also something pretty incredible. So I'm very proud of myself, but I feel like, you know, I'm not going to rest on my laurels, so to speak. I want to keep going. And this is a really good opportunity to play top girls, you know, from the Russian Tennis Federation, from France, who are in our round robin, and to see how I go and, you know, prove my level is there as well.
Yeah, and you have, I mean, results have been coming pretty good this year, the last couple months. Do you feel that there's been, I don't know, maybe it's our fault, the media, but do you feel there's more pressure on your shoulder now that we know that you can have that level that you can play?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I don't really feel the pressure, at least. I mean, I put the pressure on myself to begin with. And, you know, I was really proud that everyone could see a special moment like that at the Omnium Banque Nationale. So I just want to keep proving that I'm there and that my level's there. And if there's a little pressure, so be it. It's a good type of pressure.
Great. How's the team? How's the team spirit right now?
It's always fantastic when we're all together, regardless of who's on our team. I've been saying this a few times this week. It's like we have such good chemistry. You know, anyone who's coming for Canada, we're all friends on tour. We all support each other when we're playing individually. And so when we come together as one, it's fantastic. So, you know, I'm really excited to be on this team with Gabby and Françoise and with Carol. So I think it's a good combo.
Talk to us about maybe the first two matchups, the Russian and the French. What do you expect from them?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm expecting them to bring their A game. I mean, we don't know who they're going to put in their singles or doubles positions. And right now we haven't selected our team. So that, in that sense, we don't know exactly who's going up against whom. But, I mean, they have some fantastic players. You know, a lot of top 100 girls, and I think we're all aware we're the underdogs, but the mentality we need to have going in as a team is that we deserve to be here, we earned our spot, and we can hang with the best, so, you know, we go in expecting to win, and I think that's the mindset we need.
Without maybe giving us all the card on the table, do you know if you're gonna play maybe doubles, is that in the plan? Can you reveal us, or you don't know yet?
I wish I could. I actually don't know yet. I don't know any of the plans. So that is all top secret info that Monsieur Sylvain Pronneau, he's the only one who knows. So when everyone finds out is when we're going to find out.
I know Sylvain Pronneau was kind of part of your first comeback. The comeback you did a couple of years ago. I remember you told me that you wrote a letter or an email to him asking him what he would think about you coming back. How does it feel to be to play right next to Sylvain again?
It's such a treat. I mean, he's always someone I've really admired and who's been very integral to my career from the very beginning until now. So I'm really happy to have him here. We do great work together. We are in the same location. So yeah, and I think he's a great leader. It's sad we can't have Heidi here as well. I mean, I absolutely love her. And this is just a one time with Sylvain, just while Heidi gets to her wedding. But, you know, whoever's our captain, we're always really proud to have them on board.
How's the court? Is it fast? Is it slow? How do you like the feel on the court?
I really enjoy the feel. I mean, it's indoor hard court, so right up my alley. That's like typical Canadian tennis. So I think all the girls are very comfortable on the surface. I would say it's like a medium to fast kind of hard court, but nothing we can't handle. I think it's pretty nice and played pretty true.
Carole has been playing actually pretty good in the lower type tournament, and Françoise hasn't played much. How do you feel the both of your teammates? Where's their game at? If you had a chance to evaluate it a little bit.
Yeah, well, from the hitting with both of them, I can say that their level is definitely there, even though they may not have had the amount of match play they wanted through the year. But as we saw at the Banque Nationale, when Françoise played her match against Garcia, she was right there neck and neck. So I think that proves her level can show up when she's on that stage, and this is a stage. And Carol's been working really hard to come back from her injury, and you know she's a big team player, and I think she can bring her level as well. So I'm really confident in both of their games. So whoever will be playing, I got their back. I really support them. And then obviously Gabby in the doubles is such a integral part to that. It's a really big part of the tie. So I really think she's going to be a key part of this team as well.
Maybe for not the main tennis fan, I mean, the doubles is maybe, I would say, underrated for the fan. I mean, for a reason that I might not understand, but talk to us about Gabby, because she's one of the best in the world, and people might not know that she's one of the best in her discipline.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's like a top 10 doubles player in the world, and that's definitely something very impressive, and we're very lucky to have her on our team. In this finals, it's different than a typical tie. It's actually two singles matches and one doubles match. So if we're tied 1-1 with the singles, it comes all down to the doubles. And that's where when we have someone solid like Gabby, it's going to be super important to have her there. So that's why I think I'm really confident in our team.
So, Rebecca Marino, I want to thank you so much for this quick interview. I want to wish you good luck to you and Team Canada for this Billie Jean King Cup. We're happy to see you again with the Canadian flag on your chest, and we're looking forward to see you play this week.
Thank you. Merci. C'est toujours un plaisir.
Ça fait plaisir. Merci beaucoup, Rebecca Marino.
Merci.